This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, this is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We are live from Texas Star Grill Shop at 59 and Shepherd, having a good old time talking with the various folks that are out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you should come out here and do the same. Nico's out front grilling all sorts of kebabs, shrimp kebabs, chicken kebabs, pork kebabs, vegetarian kebabs. Look, something for every taste.
Yes, sir.
So come out and get some of that. But then also you can register to win a pair of bullpen tickets to the game versus the Colts on Sunday. That is our Texas Ticket Tuesday. You got to do it in person. And also, if you were contemplating buying a grill,
mm-hmm.
today would be the day to do it. Up until 2, during the course of this broadcast, you can get an extra 10% off any grill purchase out here. So, we're trying to take care of you out here.
And take PayPal?
I don't know, but I imagine that we can get that answer very quickly. How's that sound?
That's good, man.
Okay, very good. What is also good is that we're about to go around the NFL, and that's brought to you by Quick Assist. That is your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Quickassyst. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin by talking about the walking MASH unit that is the San Francisco 49ers. That is a team, I think, historically we've looked at and we've realized is one that when they don't have their star players, it really looks incredibly different. And I know that seems like that's a novel thing, or that's not a novel thing to say, because with any team, if they don't have their star players, it feels very unique for them. It's going that way in a big way, as Brandon Ayuk is out for the season with an ACL tear. We saw that. But then also, did you see that Deebo Samuel has been hospitalized with pneumonia?
Yeah, look, that's a mess over there. Wasn't it Ayuk that said it's now or never?
That sounds about right.
I think he said that before the season. It's now or never, window closing type of stuff. I don't know how much it's closing, but it ain't great. And I think the Niners right now, boy, they are in a bad spot for a number of reasons. And I also don't like when people say, well, see, Brock Purdy without his weapons, boy, he's just he's not what we. No, I think it's just any team with starters like that, with transition, with a running back. I mean, how would the Texans look without Joe Mixon? Just goes on and on and on. I think it's just a bad time for the Niners right now. And I don't know if it's going to get any better, and the window may well be closing.
Yeah, so but I, if there's any chance for a get-right game in that circumstance, they are playing the Cowboys. So the downtrodden Cowboys might help them out a little bit there. As we continue around the NFL, we mentioned yesterday about the Eagles just really putting it to the Giants this weekend, and of course it was Saquon Barkley's return to MetLife Stadium. Not only did he feel like giving the Giants a little bit of the business, he also felt giving to his teammates, as apparently he had an opportunity to go out there and really set his career record, but he decided to do this.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you. I just don't want, I'm going to take out all the starters if they don't score.
You're going to let them eat.
You sure?
Yeah, good.
You sure?
I promise.
I listen to me. I want you to do it if you want to do it.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Man. And I put this down. It's heartwarming. I mean, I know that's not something you hear a lot, that word, with you know, some of the things that are going on in game. That is a heartwarming. If I'm an Eagles fan, I'm a bigger Saquon fan than I've ever been. Guy had a chance to make a personal record, you know.
Yeah.
And said, "Nah, let the young guys eat." I love it. I love it.
I mean, and I think it also speaks to a dude who recognizes that that's not something that he is in this for at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of listening to a podcast that it was more NBA based, but the idea of, hey, you get to a certain point in your career where you're no longer trying to prove who you are to the league, although you always are trying to like kind of prove yourself as a player in a sense, but you're not trying to like establish who you are in a larger way. I think Saquon's in that place where he's not trying to establish. Like, people know that he's a monster toting a rock.
Yeah.
And so setting his career record again wouldn't mean as much for him as like, okay, I've done what I need to do in this game. Let other people.
That said, there are still other guys who have already gotten their second contract, who have gotten their big contract, who are you know, certainly you know, stars in their own right, who would say, yeah. I want to go out there. I want to get that record, especially against the Giants.
I'm not sure that I would be mad at them either.
That competitive
spirit exists within these dudes. But it was kind of cool to see a dude be like, "No, let's make sure we spread it around." That kind of teammate concept that showed up big for Saquon, which also I imagine is something that he appreciates, is having other dudes that you can get the ball to. Right? He was playing a lot in a system where it felt like he was out there alone in some ways with the Giants. Now he's on an Eagles team that feels like it's a little bit better than where it was. Continuing around the NFL, Tua Tagovailoa, he is going to return from the concussion that he faced. The latest concussion is almost the way that you need to put it, as he's dealt with a number of them during the course of his career. And in, you know, his meeting with the media, he was asked about, you know, the concussion, about the possibility of maybe wearing a guardian cap.
Will you wear a guardian cap?
Nope.
Why?
Personal choice.
So that was, and he went on further to kind of talk about more of the things that were happening there, including he was asked, you know, that, or he was asked about, you know, a lot of people worrying and having a legitimate worry about his health. What would you say to those people that are worried that you might get hurt again? And he said, quote, "I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game. I love it to the death of me. That's it." What was your reaction to hearing that Tua was not utilize, or did not want to utilize, these guardian caps, this thing that has kind of become more prevalent and more available for players to wear? And that, I guess, with the numbers that we have right now, supposedly can help up to 10% when it comes to like kind of the deceleration of the head and the brain and trying to limit these concussions.
It kind of made me sick. Did it you?
Yeah.
It really did. I'm not trying to be, you know, over sappy or sympathetic or anything, but, you know, we've both seen enough of this in this league that we know. That's the thing that I keep coming back to, Reggie. We know what's going to happen. It's not even it is a question of when. If he continues to play, presuming he continues to play with as many as he's had, with as bad as it's been, I'm not trying to wish any bad luck on anyone, but his situation with the head injuries is one of the worst we've ever seen.
There's that, but then also, I respect his opportunity and his agency in order to make decisions for himself. That's not the part that has kind of thrown me off a little bit. It was the defiance with which he seemed to go at it, like, nope, don't want it, personal reasons. And it felt like, while he does not, we're not entitled to a reasoning from him, right? He makes his decisions for himself as a grown-ass man. But I feel like It made me wonder if he's actually really considered in a real way, and if like he's allowing machismo to get in the way
exactly
of potentially doing any the maximum things that are available to him to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of sad to see for me. And maybe he has done it, and he just felt like he didn't owe us a response, and that's fine, I guess. Right? Ultimately, this is the way it's going to be, whether I like it or not. But it just I didn't love the idea that it felt like he was kind of dismissive and defiant. That no, mm-hmm. almost as if to say. Like no, I'm strong. Don't worry about it, because there's a lot of places where you know adding the extra support that's available to you is actually the stronger position to have.
I'm totally with you on that. I get you know there is a certain culture of you know machismo, as you said, you know, in football. But is there anyone on the planet who would like you know point and laugh and say soft? You know, if you were guardian,
there probably are.
No, I don't.
However.
But not in this case.
Yeah.
Like in the locker room, you think any of those guys would be?
I don't imagine. Now there is. It is worth noting that I did hear. Like obviously, a lot of every player has had the possibility mm-hmm. of being able to do this, and a select few have taken the opportunity of wearing the guardian cap. I thought we saw one of the linemen.
Colts had one.
Colts, and then in this game Monday night, the Ravens mm-hmm. and Bucks game that we saw. The first of the Monday night doubleheader, that one, there was a player on the line, if I remember correctly, wearing the guardian cap. So some people are taking advantage of it, but I know that some players had kind of decided against it for various reasons. Some of them also said that like it was uncomfortable in some ways, mm-hmm. that maybe it added some weight in a way. And I can't really speak to that because I haven't put them on, but I'm sure that there are reasons. It was just kind of weird that he was just like, nope, personal choice. It's like, all right, I guess you make your decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But,
hey, and you said this, he's a grown man.
Yeah.
He's going to make his decision. All I'm saying is if you've seen this multiple times with him, It's just a scary proposition.
Yeah. I mentioned that in that Monday night game, one of the two that were played on ESPN. And I guess there's other ways you can get hurt playing football. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers saw a couple of those as Chris Godwin and Mike Evans both lost to injury in the course of a 41-31 loss that really didn't feel anywhere near that close. And Mike Evans, it looked really bad, and you see, felt like as soon as he was getting tackled, mm-hmm. he knew instantly that hamstring was not in a good space. That feels like he's going to miss some time. And then also, how did you feel about Chris Godwin, who he gets injured when really this game is already salted away? They're trying, and ultimately, I believe that Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Bucks, he says, we were trying to win the game, mm-hmm. and they did get an onside kick and make it, I mean, a 10-point game ultimately. But in the course of all of that, they also lost Chris Godwin to a pretty bad ankle dislocation.
And this is one where I kind of fall on the other side of it. It's hard to drag these players off a field. I mean, it has to be way in control for players to kind of say, all right, I'm out. They're competitive. They're in it for a lot of personal and team reasons. They have that attitude of playing until the final whistle. It was just an ugly, ugly incident. He's gone for probably the season for sure. If it is what you know as bad as we thought it was, but I actually kind of get that one. You know, players play. By and large, until it's just a done deal that the game's out of hand.
Yeah, no, but I think that's where it's incumbent upon your coach to recognize.
Yeah, make the decision for him.
When a situation is out of hand and like, hey, we need you more than just trying to come back in this game. And it's tough because you don't have enough guys to pull all the guys off the field.
Right.
But it feels like in certain circumstances, like that one where it really did feel like they were just trying to run up the score at the end. I don't think they really had an opportunity to actually win it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's a personal perspective on it. Maybe they looked at it and they said they very much had an opportunity to win it. I don't know. But it felt like that would have been a great opportunity to be like, hey,
we're making the decision, we'll live
to fight another day. And maybe I'm just saying that because you see the injury and the downside, the negative that could pop up. During the course of that game, boy, the Ravens looked like a monster. And within that, obviously Derrick Henry had the big, like, 80-yard rush, but it felt like I don't think that I've seen Lamar Jackson, or at least in my memory, have as good of a passing day as it felt like he was having there. It felt MVP-like.
Well, the Ravens in general, I mean, let's we can go ahead and put them at or very, very near the top of these, you know, all these power rankings you've seen. They're reaching another level. I think they're the first team in NFL history to average 250 yards passing and 200 yards rushing over seven games. That's balance. That's Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and the Ravens all of a sudden, they're reaching another level. They're certainly at another level from the Texans.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. I mean, Lamar Jackson didn't throw the ball all that much, 22 total attempts, 17 completions, 281 yards, and get this, 5 touchdowns in the course of that. I mean, a really good showing from him, placed the ball really well, but then you added on 52 yards rush for him and 169 on the ground for Derrick Henry.
It's pretty good.
He continues to make it very frustrating for anybody who had the opportunity and even the passing thought of maybe signing him. It looks really good over there.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things around the NFL. Jameson Williams, the wide receiver for the Detroit Lions, suspended for 2 games for PEDs. Unfortunately for the Texans, that's not going to help you one bit, because that'll be the two games that are coming, and then he will be in theory able to return for that Texans game when you would face off against the Lions. It's not the first suspension of his career. He was suspended last year, a 6-game suspension for violating the gambling policy. So he's running the gamut here. Apparently, Jameson Williams said that he is disappointed with the current suspension, but says that he, quote, has no choice but to take it on the chin. I'm in good spirits, just ready to get back with my brothers ASAP, soon as possible.
I'm just laughing that the guy's had a run, man. He's had a good run in terms of suspensions and problems with the NFL. But yeah, and it is PEDs. Remember, we made the distinction with Mario Edwards, like the NFL policy has 2 different ways to do this.
Yeah, and I didn't see exactly what was happening within that, because to get 2 games as opposed to, like, some people get 4, some
or 6.
I didn't fully get the distinction there, but best of luck to you there, Jameson Williams. Although it would have been nice if that was 4 as opposed to 2, when you had 1 fewer thing to consider when the Lions were on the schedule for the Texans. Some other things: the Browns are signing quarterback Bailey Zappe.
Saw that. Right off the practice squad.
So, is the potential of having some Bailey Zappe quarterback snaps. I don't think he'll actually get on the.
Are you? Are you sure?
I know Dorian Thompson-Robinson, his status for the game against the Ravens is unclear. You think that James?
No, I don't know. I'm saying, like, at this point, they're sort of spitballing over there.
Yeah, they have obviously Jameis Winston, I believe, will be the man who goes after Deshaun Watson's season-ending Achilles injury, which MRAs did confirm. And then Jameis Winston goes. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, if he's not ready, you have Bailey Zappe probably active as the backup.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Jameis Winston is capable of giving you a game where you might see Bailey Zappe be the quarterback for the Browns at a point.
You might, and I'm pulling for Jameis Winston, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. I love him.
Why?
I just love him.
Okay.
I love his personality. I love the way he, you know, he just hangs around, gets
Chipotle.
Things done. He'll throw up.
Thank you for that fig.
He'll throw up a good game every once in a while. He's just entertaining.
Okay. If you say so. But that's the Browns quarterback situation. God bless you don't have that one here as the Houston Texans. And you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're still live at Texas Star Grill Shot where I see less smoke, but I still know the Nico.
I'm going out there. Screw it.
Yeah, we got to go investigate. I think that's what we'll do here.
I'm going out there.
What's happening with those kebabs. You should come out and investigate too. Shepherd and 59 is the location where we got kebabs out here, and you have an opportunity to register to win a pair of bullpen tickets to Sunday's game. You got to be on the ground in order to do that. Plus, during the course of this broadcast, you get an extra 10% off any grill purchased today during the broadcast. So you got all that available to you and more here at Texas Star Grill Shops. Plus, you can always get a little bit of OG sauce. That's always there.
You're darn right. Right in front of us. Impulse buy, baby. It's an impulse buy.
Is it always there? Because I know you.
No, it is.
Okay, I was like, did they do that?
It's the number one seller, right?
All right. You don't have to.
No,
you don't have to gas his ego up. Don't do that.
It is. It is.
All right. So I guess the people of Houston like some OG. Very good. All right, but do you like this? Coming up next, there's an argument that could be made that we're in the midst of a crucial time in C.J. Stroud's development. Is that an overreaction, or do you agree? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.